You're listening to SBS News.
Packing their bags for a night of community outreach. A team from the Wayside Chapel is armed with supplies for rough sleepers. But with the COVID-19 vaccine rollout underway, outreach workers like Joshua Chamberlain are also hitting the streets to talk about virus prevention.
Handing out the correct information about what that vaccinations are and what's available and where they're available and what it's like to get it.
This is Dennis Antonio, who works alongside Joshua for the Wayside Chapel.
People can't always make it to services themselves. Sometimes it takes that consistency of a familiar face to approach them.
At the last census, 116,000 people in Australia were thought to be homeless. Around 44% were living in crowded dwellings, while 18% were in supported accommodation. 7% were sleeping rough. On a recent count in February, City of Sydney Council found 272 people sleeping on the street. At Sydney's Martin Place, the team from Wayside Chapel partners with the medical team at Kirkton Road Centre to make vaccines accessible to everyone. John Owen is the Wayside Chapel's CEO.
Many people who are on the streets, their only news source is their phones, and that can be Facebook videos or TikTok videos that are either positive or negative, not necessarily backed by science. So it's been a great public health campaign.
Medical staff like Dr. Philip Reed, who is the director at the Kirkton Road Centre, say vaccination uptake is important for rough sleepers to ensure the virus stays out of vulnerable communities.
The ability to socially distance, adhere to public health orders, and also a range of health morbidities such as metabolic diseases, respiratory diseases, heart diseases that can make them more prone to severe disease.
With both vaccines administered in Australia requiring two doses, the consistent presence of the mobile clinic helps rough sleepers coordinate their second shot. 60-year-old Rob has been sleeping rough on Sydney's streets and has feared for the last year that COVID-19 would infiltrate the city's homeless population.
It's quite an obligation all of us to do something to try and stem the tide, as it were, and it just seemed like a convenient location to get it done. And it just seemed like the right thing to do.
The groups say the flow of vaccinations has been steady. John Owen says the partnership is doing their best to keep vulnerable cohorts safe.
One of the key factors in healthcare and medical care is the least spoken about, which is love and the bonds of connection that you build and relationships that are created that then enables people to have less fear and anxiety about accessing health services.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.